6. Tellisburg Palace and the Sailor's Lady Tavern, City of Tellisburg, Kingdom of Caris. The mood in the throne room was ugly. Although the official report hadn't been delivered yet, rumors about its content had spread like wildfire since Kraken and the merchantmen under her protection had arrived in Tellisburg 2 hours earlier. Captain Fishier had sent an immediate letter to the palace, announcing his return and alerting his king, only Caleb was technically an emperor now, and queen, who was also an empress, and who he'd had no notion he was about to acquire when he'd sailed, that he had vital news. Now Fishier walked across the polished stone floor towards the paired thrones, and his grim expression warned everyone that the rumors had been only too accurate. It was the first time the captain had ever visited the palace or personally encountered his king, and it was obvious he was nervous. On the other hand, the importance of his mission seemed to be providing an antidote for any jitters he might be inclined to feel. The chamberlain escorting him touched his elbow and whispered something into his ear, stopping him the proper distance from the thrones, and Fisher bestowed a somewhat awkward but profoundly respectful bow upon his sovereign.
"Your Majesty," he said, then added a hasty, "and your Grace,"
in Charlian's direction, as he obviously remembered his last-minute coaching. "Captain Fisher," Caleb responded. The captain straightened, and the Emperor looked him straight in the eye. "I've read your letter with great concern, Captain. I realize you were able to give me only the barest details in it, but before you say anything else, I wish to acknowledge before these witnesses," he waved one hand at the court officials and sundry aristocrats around them, "how grateful the Crown and I personally are to you. You did well, Captain, very well." As well, this time Caleb looked away, letting his eyes survey the people his hand had already indicated, "as I could have expected even from a Carisian seaman." Fisher flushed with pleasure, but the grimness of his expression didn't falter, and Caleb sat back in his throne. "And now, Captain," he said, "I'm afraid it's time for you to tell us what you've come here to say. I want everyone to hear it directly from you."
"Yes, Your Majesty."
Fisher drew a deep breath, visibly bracing himself, then began.
"We were anchored in Ferage Sound, Your Majesty. There had been some tension, but until that night we didn't have any real reason to expect that..."